So let's try to sing today.
And I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. I'll claim His promise, He will supply. We'll walk together, the Lord and I. And I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. And I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. I'll claim His promise, He will survive. We'll walk together, the Lord and I. And I'll stand for Jesus. Satisfied. The only thing that's lasting comes from on high. So I'll stand for Jesus and let the world lie. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. I'll claim His promise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Well, let us give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. I want to appreciate Pastor too. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Your wife, God, keep you safe as you travel. We're going to be praying for you. Amen. We are glad to be in the service one more time. And we are here to praise the Lord. We are here to glorify the Lord. Amen. Also happy to see each and every one of you that are here today. My family are here. Amen. Give God the glory. Thank God for you allowing me to come here today to minister to you. And thank God for allowing me to play the drum. I always laugh at myself. I'm not a drummer. I just get it and just follow the leader. Amen. So in Africa, I used to tell my people, I say, when the capable is not available, then the available becomes capable. Amen. If you don't know that with a Muna and with a Mina can drive, when emergency comes, they will drive. But mommy and daddy, they will get there. You know, the kids watch you when you're driving, right? They're going to get there. Amen. But I want to give God a praise. We bring a greeting from Africa. The church is growing. All the women from different churches in our organization have a meeting. And they raised 30-some thousands of dollars, local money, not United States dollar. And they are doing great things, okay? We want to bless God for that. Bless God for you, too, for praying for us. Amen. They want to give your testimony. She said no. She just want to wave. Amen. She's so tired. She have to go and sleep. And me too. I want to sleep. Amen. We work so hard until we have to sleep. Amen. But we want to go into the Word of God today. Amen. If you want to stand with me, you can stand. I want to go into the Word of God and see what God got for us. Hallelujah. Right in the book of Isaiah 66, and we'll read two verses from there, and we'll go to Acts 7, and we'll commence reading from 46. So in Isaiah 66, verse 1, in the Old King James, it said, "Thou said the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house thou ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest?" So God is asking question. "For all those things had not had my hand made, and all those things have been, said the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word." Quickly, let's go to Acts, the book of Acts. We'll go to Acts chapter 7. And we will read 46. "Who found favor before God?" Remember that? "Who found favor before God and desired to found a tabernacle," it means habitation, "for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him an house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temple made with hands. As the prophet said, the prophets, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, said the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has that not my hand made all these things?" The last one, 51. "Ye stiff necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your father did, so do you." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you speak to us today, O God, and let your will be done. O Lord, let your name be glorified. Lord, I decree that you may increase, to you be the glory. Touch my lips, Lord, have mercy and sanctify me, and use me for your glory, that we will hear and be the doer of your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. It's time to get to work. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me look at the time so I can know what I'm on. Okay. Amen. We know it is holiday. It's around the corner. Other people have to leave here and there. But just give me your undivided attention into the word of God. So I want to speak to us all on the team today. Where does God live or dwell? Amen. Where does God dwell? Where does God live? Where does God live? God Almighty, where is his dwelling place? Amen. I'm tempted to sing a song, but I just sing one chorus, and then I will sing the one stanza and the chorus together, and that will be it. Don't, my throat is dry, but I have to sing this song because it's still burning in my heart. Amen. It's got fire in my bones. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I heard the rolling thunder. Thou power throughout the universe display. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Everybody sing, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sink my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. So God, give the Lord a hand of praise. We serve a great and living God. Hallelujah. Genesis opened with the introduction of God. In Genesis 1, verse 1 say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now listen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But where were God before he created the heavens and the earth? Don't ask me, God, I don't know. You go ahead and do your research and you can look behind God and say, where were you before you make the heavens and the earth? I don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. So in other words, before there was a heaven, God was in existence. Hallelujah. Before there was a mountain, God was in existence. Before there was a river or ocean or day and night and tree or forest, God was still God. Hallelujah. Before there was a you, God. Before there was a United States, God. Before there was Africa, God. Before there was anything that had been seen with your eyes, with a phone or watches and a computer and whatsoever that tried to control our life today, there was God. Can I get an amen here? So God got no beginning, he got no end. He's a self-existing one. He's the God of omnipotent, I mean all powerful God. Oh, mercy and hear a powerful world leader, but there is one that is so powerful that the words from his mouth can melt a human being. That one word from his mouth created everything came to being. He said, let there be and there was. Hallelujah, somebody. He's the God of omniscience. He knows all things. Before there was or you, before you were formed in your mother womb, God knew you. He knew your name before your mommy and daddy started courting. Are you with me, somebody? Hallelujah. God knew you. You're going to see this day. Hallelujah, somebody. He's the God of omnipresence. He is everywhere at the same time. There is nowhere you will go and God will not be there. He is everywhere at the same time. Somebody say amen. In 1 Kings 2:27, God asking another question. He said, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built. So you are telling Solomon, look at me. I'm a God Almighty. The heavens and heavens. Hallelujah. The heaven and heaven cannot contain me. Because I'm everywhere at the same time. Why are you building a house for me to have my rest? Look at me. I'm a big God. Hallelujah, somebody. You cannot contain me. What house are you building? And then we'll go quickly into 1 Samuel chapter 7. Let's look at verse 5. Somebody, let's look out for fire. And Samuel said, greater, are you ready? And Samuel said, greater all Israel to Mathet. And I will pray you unto the Lord. And you look up for seven all the way, 6 and 7. He said, and he said, the Lord shall thou build me an house for me to dwell in. So God is still asking this question. What house are you building for me to dwell in? I'm a God. I do not sleep. I do not stumble and sleep. Hallelujah. I'm awake every day while you're sleeping. I'm awake. I'm watching. Hallelujah. So if God that neither stumble and sleep, why not you take a rest as a child of God and sleep? Why should you worry about what the doctor is saying? Hallelujah. Why not you sleep? Start worrying. Start complaining. Sleep. Snow. Now what my wife said, you snowing? I say yes. When a hard working man lie down to sleep, what do you expect? You got to play some music in your sleep. And some of our music is still loud. Like a frog. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. So, during the time of Moses in Exodus chapter 40, 34 to 38, somebody said the meeting point. Somebody said the meeting point. So, the tabernacle of Moses is also called the tent of meeting. Okay, I want you to get something here. The tabernacle was now built and its furniture was now in place. Then it happened that the cloud covered the tent of Moses and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The cloud was the visible manifestation of the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. It means when the children of Israel came together to worship, they would look at the tent of a tabernacle that Moses had built for the Lord, and they would see the cloud descending. And when that cloud descend, God entered the tabernacle. The Bible said the children of God will bow down and worship. Hallelujah. Because God is in the tabernacle. I want to say to you today, where two or three are gathered together in my name, the Lord said, there I am in the midst, according to Matthew 18:20. God will always come down to meet us as we come into the church house. This is the meeting place. Are you with me, somebody? When you come and gather in the presence of the Lord comes down. But God does not live in this building. This is the church house. This is the place of prayer. This is the place of meeting. When you come together, God come down. Be it two or three, the Lord will be here. Are you with me, somebody? Then give the Lord a hand of praise. God is here. Hallelujah. Whenever we gather in the name of Jesus, he come down to minister to us. Hallelujah. So the church is a building used for public Christian worship. Amen. The church house is used for public Christian worship. It means that anybody can come in here that knows the Lord to worship. Hallelujah. When you come here, you forget about yourself. You forget about your circumstances. You forget about what is bothering your mind and lift up your holy hands and worship your God, because God has descended. He is in the midst. He knows what you are going through. He knows your pains. He knows your bills are due. He knows what all is going in your life. But remember, God has delivered you. God has healed your body. God has set you free. He is in this house. So give God the praise. Oh, somebody, where the gods dwell. Hallelujah. So when I come into the house of God, he is here. David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. It means let us go into the presence of the Lord. Job reminded us that the children of God gathered themselves in the presence of the Lord, and Satan also came. Who told that devil don't go to church? He comes. Hallelujah. And he come. But he sit on, I don't want to sit to the back. You got a lot of people to the back. But he sit behind the back. Hallelujah. I don't know why people don't take the front seat. But Johnson, I don't know why. When we sit in the car, we want the front seat. The car, right? I don't take the front seat. For the church, everybody. Okay, we'll leave that with you. Hallelujah. So Acts 7:48 and 49 is telling us today that the Lord continued to ask and say, where is your dwelling place? The heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. The Most High God does not dwell in temple made with hands. This building was built by men. And some men that put their hands on the building, their hands were defiled. Oh, no, amen. Some smoked, some drank. Some came from doing something that they came to work. So God said, hey, you can go and wash it. I will meet you there, but I cannot live there. Because it is built with man's hands. That's why he told David, you cannot bury me in the house because your hand is defiled with blood. Are you with me, somebody? Hallelujah. So if God, now there's a question. If God lives in heaven, no, God is not living in heaven. So if God can, if heaven is not his dwelling place and the earth is his footstool, so where does he live? That's what I want to know today. God does not live in a temple built with man's hands. But where does he live? God does not live with a temple built with man's hands. So the question is, where does he live? You see, I continue to ask the question so you can get something. Amen. Come with me. Come with me, somebody. Come with me. Come with me, somebody. In Psalm 139, verse 13 to 14. You remember that in the beginning, the Bible said God created the heaven and earth. It means that God spoke in the kingdom being, right? But when God knew that you're not live in a temple that built with man's hands, he began to build his own temple, his own house, his own dwelling place. Now, listen to this. Let us read that. They say, for thou hast what? My what? Oh, somebody come to me. Talk to me. It means you are in control of me. You know my going out and my coming in, my down setting and uprising. You knew my thought before I even thought of it. Amen. Before I was born in my mother womb, you knew me. You sanctified me. You brought me out to be a prophet unto the nation. Hallelujah. It said, for thou hast possessed my reign. Thou hast covered me in my what? In my mother's womb, that God cover you. He put a lot of things. Start doing some makeup. God made you perfect. Okay? Look at that. He said, I will praise thee for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvel are the works. And thou, my soul, know right well. Now come with me. Let's see how we are made. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. And so then God said, let us make man in our what? Image, right? God is working. And after our what? Likeness. It means to be like me. Are you with me, somebody? To talk like me, to feel like me, to see like me, to think of me. But I'm going to be more powerful than him. Amen. And the Bible says, let them have dominion, power. Over all my creation I made, God has given us the authority. Hallelujah. Over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and all the earth and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image and in the image of God created him male and male. Oh, no. Male and male created he them. Oh no. Female and female created he them. Oh, somebody help me. You see what the world is telling today? They're trying to change things around. They're trying to confuse us that when you look like a boy, you're born a girl, God made you as a girl. Your teacher telling you kids that you can think like a boy, you can act like a boy. You see a lot of women get short hair. And I saw on YouTube one guy with all his beard and all his hair on his hand and his legs. Heaven's God. And the guy had a list of the earring. And he was there. Don't talk to me. I said, oh, man, look at you, CC. Come on, go. Get out of the thing. God make you a man. You be a man. Look at me. There's nothing attractive about me. Look at me. I'm not attractive. Nothing for another man to come after me. No. That's why God make a female. When God, when you saw your wife, you are, ooh, she attractive. Rebecca, ooh, that's just a Josie. If I'm going to see, she's going to see me, I go hug, he's going to pull up, brother, get away. Hallelujah, somebody. There's nothing attractive about you for another man to come after you. God gave her in and exit. And not exit and in. You know what I'm talking about? Kids are here. Don't make me talk. Hallelujah. So God created a male and female, created he them to not destroy the ordinance of God. Do not destroy the plans of God to multiply. Because there is no way a female and a female can multiply. There is no way a male and a male can multiply. My people, come to yourself. We are living the day of Sodom and Gomorrah. And our spirit has come back. Teach your children. Educate your children. God make you beautiful. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And then you are made in his likeness. Me, you are resemble God. Hallelujah, somebody. So God got to where he began to make his own temple to live in. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Began to make his own temple. Let go follow. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, what know ye not that your body is the what? Oh, my God. Look at yourself. Amen. Your body is the temple of God. For the whole of the Holy Ghost, which is in what? Hallelujah. So what is the Holy Ghost? It's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah, somebody. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Keep that in mind. Amen. Let's look at verse, chapter 3, verse 9. First Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 9. What it say? Look at the last line. Say, ye are God's what? Husbandry. Ye are God's what? So the temple, oh, somebody wake up. The temple of God is God what? Come on, somebody. The temple of God is God what? Building, right? And the Bible said that the heaven and heavens cannot contain God. God does not dwell in the building or in the temple made with man hands, right? So God made his own temple, which is our body. We are the building of God. Are you getting me, somebody? So whenever you are walking, whenever you are talking, and before you get dressed, remember this, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He said, Brother Joseph, when you are talking, I'm just going to tell you today that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When God is in you, you are a greater and greater person. Hallelujah. You are greater than the president that is not having the Holy Ghost. You are greater than the president in Russia. You are greater than the world leader who do not know God. You are a great person. You may be homeless, but you got a Holy Ghost. You are great. Hallelujah. Your body may be hurting, but you got a Holy Ghost. It's all right. You are greater. Oh, somebody shout amen. We're going to be closing soon. Hallelujah. So your body is the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost is in your body. You are the building of God. because you have been purchased with a price. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 6:16, let us see what the Bible is telling us today. What makes you so different from the other people? I'm trying to preach to somebody today. In 2 Corinthians 6:16, it says, why agreement hard? I'm talking to somebody. Look at you today and know they are in this world, but not part of the world. So the Bible is asking the question, what acumen? Oh, agreement. How the temple of God with Adam. Why ye are the temple of the living God. God has said, I will dwell in them, walk in them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. I feel good today that I got a God inside of me. He is living inside of me. If you're looking for God, if you're looking for the zip code, if you're looking for the address of God, when you see me, you see God. When they see you, they see God. That's why we do not have that agreement with other worshipper. We are sanctified. Oh, hallelujah. With the life we live, we are God's children. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. So if you want to know where God lives, he lives in me. He lives in you. In fact, the Bible said the living God. It means my God is not dead. He's alive in you. He is alive in me. That's what in the circle of God, in the presence of God, or in the temple of God, or in the mind of God, there is no Jews, there is no Gentile, there is no black, there is no white. I'm talking to somebody because the Holy Ghost is in you. It is in me. The same spirit in you. It's in me. That what make up brothers and sister. When I see the white man, I'm laughing because he got a Holy Ghost. When the white man see the black man with the Holy Ghost, he fall in love because we are the same. God, the same Father. We worship God in spirit and in truth because God is a spirit. No matter where you're from, we are the same. We are the temple of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help me. Hallelujah. We are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. So if you don't know, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. It's in John 4, 24. Hallelujah. He said, God is a spirit. And they that worship the Lord, my worship in spirit and in truth. Brother Johnny Johnson, when we come here, we just come to worship. Amen. But the true Father, when you leave this place, the true Father, when you go to work, the true followers, when you go among people, the true followers, hallelujah. Everywhere you go, people want to see, they will know who you are. Hallelujah. They will know who you are from the way you appear, from the words that comes from your mouth. I understand. We are human. We get a Holy Ghost. We speak in tongues. And then when we go to Walmart, somebody take our parking spot. We cuss them up. We say, oh, I got a Holy Ghost. I forgot. Oh, Holy Ghost, have mercy. Sometimes we'll get angry. We lose it. Forget who you are. And somebody will get carried away by the crowd. We want to please men. So when anybody dressing any kind of way, we want to dress their dad. I remember, I don't let it go back to it, but let me think about it a little bit, okay? It's a shame to go back because I was lost at that time. I remember when I was in school, I used to wear animal clothes with stars shining, and I had a gold chain, a pure gold. And I put that gold chain on my neck, and I open my shirt, and my gold showing, and then I get my classmate, one girl here and one girl there, and we walking. And I think I'm the king of the world. That's why it does. The war. Make you to be proud. Hallelujah. And then God said, this body belongs to me. Your body does not belong to you. It's for God. As a child of God, knows what you put on your body. Knows what you put in your body. Knows what you put on your body. Knows what you put in your body. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God dwells in you. How will you feel You're in the house, they close the door, they close the window, and they put smoke in there. There's some people there, they are in church, but they stay smoking, drinking, misusing the body. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of God is in you. In Revelation 3:20, behold, he said, I stand at the door and knock. God wants to enter this house today. Hallelujah. Some of us, we have polluted our body. We are cast the Lord out, and the demons have moved in, and our way of talking has changed. We do not talk Holy Ghost talk again. We say a lot of words that does not represent us. We dress in a way that the world of people, you need to come to yourself. You need to come to yourself. God is knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, any man me, the saved and the unsaved. Hallelujah. Any man me, the saved and the unsaved. You can be in the church. Hallelujah. Once upon a time you are saved, but you're no more saved. You are just coming because you got nothing to do. But I want to let you know there is something more than coming to church. I want to talk right. I want to dress right. God is knocking. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. When you felt knock, they were waiting on the Lord in the upper room. Hallelujah. So when the day of Pentecost were fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. I'm talking to somebody. The Lord is rushing towards you. Had a wind. Hallelujah. You had the Holy Ghost before, but no more you can see the power of God in your life. Where is your Holy Ghost? Where is the zeal that you have in the presence of the Lord? Where is the stamina that you have to your job site? And everywhere you went, they call you Holy Mary. They call you Prophet Peter. They call you Christian. But where is the Holy Ghost that came rushing in? Are you still walking with the Lord? If the Lord is still dwelling in you. Hallelujah. And they came out to rush the mighty wind. And they filled all the house. And where they were sitting. Hallelujah. And there appeared unto them the cliffy tongue as of a fire. And they sat upon each of them. Where is the fire that is burning in you? Do you still read your Bible? Do you still pray? Do you still fast? Because God is living inside of you. Or you are on Facebook and booking whole day. Hallelujah. Or you are on the television and watching things that will not give God the glory. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Johnson, you do not go to Facebook. I do. But I don't allow Facebook to control me. You do not watch television. I watch it. But I don't allow it to take all my time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. Your body is the Holy Ghost. The fire, keep it burning. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave that utterance. I'm talking to somebody. The initial evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost, the initial evidence that God moved in his house is for God to allow you to speak in tongues. And then from there, order will follow. You will walk right. You will live right. You will talk right. And somebody will wonder what happened to you. You say, I've been to Jesus and he entered my soul. Hallelujah. My body is the place of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. I'm going to be leaving you because you're sounding so tired. Hallelujah. As I said in John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You are greater, hallelujah, than any leader you think about. Hallelujah. Because of the Holy Ghost, I'm talking to somebody. Don't look down on yourself. Don't listen to people's opinions, what they think and say about you. What matter is that? What you think and say about yourself, that what you are. You need to tell yourself as you look in the mirror every morning, I'm beautiful. I'm handsome because I'm the temple of God. I'm beautiful. I'm handsome because I am the temple of God. Hallelujah. One of those who are not satisfied with the way God make them is those who make up themselves. Amen. They make up themselves. But when you look in the mirror, naturally dressed, modestly dressed, you look beautiful.
Hallelujah. Let me go. Let me leave you. Oh, First Peter, make me to know something. First Peter 2, 9 and 10. First Peter 2, 9 and 10 said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which is in time past, where ye were not people, but now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now you are obtained mercy. God has chosen you. That reminded us, my wife can remember, we're looking for the house. We went from one house to another, one community to another, but it was not pleasant to us. We never chose it. We went to another town or city. There was no way. Hallelujah. But we came back in Forest Grove. We began to look around and we saw a particular house. This is the house. And we move in. Listen, the house never chose us. We did the choosing. You never chose God. He did the choosing. He chose you when you were in darkness. It was God's idea. It was God's decision. Hallelujah. It was God's desire to call you from darkness into his marvelous light. When you are nothing, God made you something. Hallelujah, somebody. So in Philippians 1:6, oh, the God I begin all the good work in you. So you're talking about the confidence. Hallelujah. Being confident of these things that he will have been begun a good work in you. Oh, we perform it unto you, the coming of Christ. Hallelujah. It means the day of Christ. Oh, let me criticize you. Oh, when you fall, let me gossip about you and lie on you. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know, don't be discouraged. God is working on you. You are not yet completed. God is working on you. Some of us, we failed. God has picked you up and brushed you up. You don't need no renovation. You need to be rebuilt. Hallelujah. It takes time for God to make you what he wants for you to be. Hallelujah. I want to be what God wants for me to be. Hallelujah. I want to be the royal priesthood. I want to be a particular person. I want to be the man that have God inside of me while you are standing with me. I want for you to stand right now. I about to close this message. Hallelujah. You are God's building. Your body belongs to God. God lives in you. Be careful where you go. Be careful how you speak. Be careful what you put in you. Hallelujah. Because the God that you have, he's lived in you. Do not put him on your counter. Do not put him on your door frame or on the wall, put in inside of you. For the songwriter says, hallelujah, something is in the inside, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, hallelujah, what a joy in my soul today. I got joy, unspeakable joy. He walked with me, he talked with me, he said, I am his own. Hallelujah, what a joy we share of Yana, only God and I. He walk with me. He talk with me. He is my God and I am his son. I'm talking to you. Your body belongs to God. Hallelujah. I'm closing now. Can I have a witness? One day he was born in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth. Hallelujah. He was captured and they begin to beat him up. They wounded him on his back for our transgression. Hallelujah. They nailed it on the cross. He died. Didn't he die? He died for you and I. It was nobody that died for his own building. He died for you and I. It was Jesus. It was nobody but Jesus. My mama could not die for me. She loved me, but she could not die for me. My father loved me, but he could not die for me. It was Jesus on the cross of Calvary. He died and he died. He died and he died. And he said, why are you about to give up the ghost? Father, forgive them, but they know not what to do. I'm talking to somebody today. today. God is forgiving you because you don't know what you have done. He has forgiven you already. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Hallelujah. And then they bury him. Hallelujah. And the devil begin to resolve. I mean to rejoice. They thought they had conquered him. Hallelujah. But your omnipotent God, the all-powerful God. Hallelujah. One early Sunday morning. Sunday morning, he rose from the grave, took the key of death from in the hand of Satan. He is alive today, not in heaven, neither on earth. He is alive in you. The living God is in you. Your body is the living God. Hallelujah. Somebody clap for Jesus and shout it, hallelujah. Oh, I'm closing. Your body belongs to God. He looked for you in the dirt, in the mud. He took you up. He put your feet on the rock to stand. He said, I will cleanse you up, sanctify you, and move in you. Take a residence in your body. Hallelujah. Are you not glad that God lives in you? This is the address of God. I live at 1910. But there's a God in me. I mean, 1910 was the old address. Now he lives, and the address is you, your body. Why don't you come walk into the altar? And come renew yourself in the Holy Ghost. And come let God fix. You see, our problem, when we get filled with the Holy Ghost one time, we think that's it. No. You can get revived. You can receive the Holy Ghost again and again and again. You can live from here today with your soul on fire. That I got it again. But don't you come walk into the altar to rededicate your life unto the Lord. The Lord is working on you. He is working on your mind, on your heart. He's trying to remove those things that are going to hinder you from making it into the rapture. The world is not our home. We are just passing through. The trumpet going to sound very soon. Where is your Holy Ghost? Where is your ticket to get on that flat? Come and renew your strength right now. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what a joy that filled my soul. Something. Why don't you come to the altar? Something. And now I know. He touched me and he made me. Somebody need to be made whole today. The Bible said the prodigal son came to himself. Somebody need to come to themselves today. Let the Holy Ghost begin to move in your life again. He said, I will walk in them. I will dwell and I will walk in them. Oh, he touched me. Yet he touched me, and oh, what a joy that filled my soul. Something happened now, something, hallelujah, happens, and I know he touched me, and he made me, oh. Somebody begin to pray. Hallelujah. I need you, oh God. Oh, I need you, oh God. Oh, I need you, Lord. Bless me now, precious Savior. Let the Holy Ghost move back into me, Lord. I don't need no renovation. I don't need, oh God, no renovation. I need to be rebuilt, oh God. Rebuild my mind. Rebuild my strength, oh God. Rebuild my joy. Rebuild my confidence, oh God. Rebuild my faith, oh Lord. I want to be what you want for me to be. I want to walk, oh God, with a new heart, oh Lord. With a pure mind, oh God. Oh Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me to live for you. Help me to do those things that you want for me to do. Oh, somebody pray a little more. Pray a little more. And let the Holy Ghost take control. I want to speak in torn again. I want to read my Bible again. I want to see you inside of me. I want to feel the anointing again. I want to know you, oh God. Oh God, I want to walk with you again. Oh God, help me, oh God, help me. Pray a little more. Pray a little more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Oh God. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, oh God. Oh Lord, and cast me not away from your presence. Have mercy, Lord, and take not your Holy Spirit from me, oh God. Lord, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Come into my heart, oh God. Move back into my heart. I need you than ever before. Oh God, you say, oh Lord, those that are going to confess their sins, their sins, oh God, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, you cleanse me and move back inside of my heart, into my body, oh God. I need you, oh God, for my body belongs to you, oh God. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody pray a little more.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The devil's trying to draw you back into the war. The devil trying to change your dress code. The devil trying to change your speech. The devil trying to occupy your mind with worldly things, with pleasure. But why shall it profit a man when he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Why shall a man give him a change of his soul? The Holy Ghost cannot be a change for anything. He gave it to you to get you into his kingdom. I'm talking to somebody. Let the Holy Ghost sanctify you right now. Let the Holy Ghost purify you right now. And let your light so shine before men that they may see the good work of God in your life. Somebody, God needs you. You want to move back in. Have mercy, Lord. I fear you so many times. Have mercy, oh God. I let you down, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, and deliver me. And cleanse me, oh God, and occupy me, oh God. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let me sing what I can. Let me preach what I can. Let me do those things that you want for me to do before it gets too late, oh God. Before it gets too late. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor, I gave you all the announcement already. As you go through the holiday, the Independence Day, right? Independence Day, right? The 4th of July in Liberia is the 26th. And people get crazy. The 26th in Liberia is our Independence Day. And people will go swimming, get drowned. People get drunk and driving and get killed by accident. People, kids get missing. And there are terrible things happen. I think that is not a definition of Independence Day. If I would celebrate Independence Day, I would celebrate the day that Jesus set me free. Hallelujah. That he broke the chain. And give me sound mind that I can see right and wrong and know. Hallelujah. So as you leave from here today, you're going to be celebrating another Independence Day. But remember the day that Jesus set you free. Remember the day that Jesus moved into your heart. So you cannot rest, you cannot sleep, but all reading the word of God, we're all praising God. So we want to say God bless you as we close this time of worship. Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for speaking to us. We thank you for making our body a resident of you. Oh, this is your dwelling place. Let us live according to your will. Let us live, oh God. It was your idea that you chose us. You made us. It was your idea to set us free, to give us independence. It was your idea, Lord, to fill us with the Holy Ghost. It was your idea, Lord God. It was your idea to set us free. We belong to you, oh God. You take full control of our reign, our mind, our movement, Lord, as we leave from here, not from your presence. Be with us, oh God, and bring about the appointed time that we'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you as you shake somebody's hand. Happy holidays.